A trauma to Manson's geology had come not from within the Earth, but from at least 100 million miles beyond. Sometime in the very ancient past, when Manson stood on the edge of a shallow sea, a rock about a mile and a half across, weighing 10 billion tons, and travelling at perhaps 200 times the speed of sound, ripped through the atmosphere and punched into the earth with a violence and suddenness that we can scarcely imagine. Where Manson now stands became, in an instant, a hole 3 miles deep and more than 20 miles across. The limestone that elsewhere gives Iowa its hard, mineralized water was obliterated and replaced by the shocked basement rocks that so puzzled the water driller in 1912. The Manson impact was the biggest thing that has ever occurred on the mainland United States, of any type, ever. The crater it left behind was so colossal that if you stood on one edge, you would only just be able to see the other side on a good day. It would make the Grand Canyon look quaint and trifling. Unfortunately, for lovers of spectacle, 2.5 million years of passing ice sheets filled the Manson crater right to the top with rich glacial till, then graded it smooth, so that today the landscape at Manson and for miles around is as flat as a tabletop. Which is, of course, why no one has ever heard of the Manson crater.